How then did Mahaprajapati receive the rules? What was her response to them? Let us go through her words again to refresh our memory of them too. She says, just as Lord Ananda, a woman or a man, youthful, of tender age, fond of self-adornment, having washed the head and gotten a wreath of blue lotus or of jasmine or of scented creeper flowers, should take it with both hands and place it atop of the head, even so do I, Lord Ananda, take upon me these 8 important rules, never to be broken, so long as life doth last. So from these words it's clear that Mahaprajapati accepts the 8 important rules in a completely positive spirit. She passes the test, if it is a test. And the female will is annihilated in her. She really did want to go forth. She really did want to gain enlightenment. And eventually, gain enlightenment, she did. In the Terigatha, or verses of the elder nuns, there are some very interesting verses attributed to her after her attainment of enlightenment. She says, Buddha, hero, homage to you, O best of all creatures, who released me and many other people from pain. All pain is known. Craving as the cause is dried up. The noble eightfold way has been developed. Cessation has been attained by me. Formerly, I was mother, son, father, brother, and grandmother. Not having proper knowledge, I journeyed on without expiation. That blessed one has indeed been seen by me. This is the last body. Journeying on from rebirth to rebirth has been completely eliminated. There is now no renewed existence. I see the disciples all together, putting forth energy, resolute, always with strong effort. This is homage to the Buddhas. Truly for the sake of many, Maya Bhur Gotama, she thrust away the mass of pain of those struck by sickness and death. So, the last verse but one, we may say, is particularly beautiful here. Mahaprajapati says, I see the disciples all together, putting forth energy, resolute, always with strong effort. This is homage to the Buddha. This verse, we might say, could well serve as a sort of motto for the whole order, the whole Sangha, past and present and future. We could also say that Mahaprajapati's acceptance of the 8 important rules on her attainment of enlightenment are not unconnected. In fact, closely connected. The 8 important rules made sure that her going forth was sincere. They made sure that she really wanted to be ordained, really wanted to go for refuge. They made sure that her motivation was not social, but spiritual. The 8 important rules were like a great blazing fire, a fire in which all the impurities in Mahaprajapati's wish for ordination were burned up, were consumed. And from that fire, Mahaprajapati emerged triumphant. To her, the 8 important rules were not a crown of thorns, they were a wreath of blue lotus. They were not something to be endured, they were something to be enjoyed.